go out and add the insurance.
Yeah, I realize that. That's what it is. You're right. But you know what I asked? Mr. Harold R. Baker, Department of Agriculture.
Mr. Baker.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. $1 million that we are paying for this.
Well, excuse me, absolutely. All right, if you'll turn this way, Mr. Baker, and sort of look out and answer all of them. This is really worth $6 million. A lot of it to do with Mr. Reginald A. Cole, Department of Agriculture.
Reginald Cole, President of our rural administration.
Yes.
Mr. President, he is here about the $500 million private credit in the term. That's our government.
Congratulations. Worth a lot of work. Yeah, what I see is a lot of things to work with.
Michael, President, thank you, Secretary.
Oh, right. What are you doing?
Something like good country.
That's our best thing. Joint award to Mr. Fred R. Boya, Department of Treasury. Mr. Glenn R. Dickerson, Department of Treasury. How did the treasury?
Are we lucky?
Yeah, sure. This is an audit. Get that. Captain William D. Perkins, U.S. Navy, Department of Defense. I always think it's funny to come in here. He's the biggest spender in Washington. He was the biggest spender in HGW. Now he's the biggest spender.
Captain Harkin, this is Colonel Schauer. He was receiving this for the Defense Depot, Ogden, Utah, Defense Supply Agency. Supporting staff of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. Secretary for a group, the Regional Council GSA Common Services Working Group, Mr. Ian McKay of GSA, Mr. Bernard Kelly, HEW, Mr. Reginald Johnson, Labor, Mr. Joseph Perry, Housing and Urban Development, Charles McMillan, OEO.
How do they just cut this up?
Whatever you call it, I take a picture.
I must say, I ordered a new renewal for each one.
I'm gonna try that.
You got this one.
Thank you.
What did you do? I stepped in and, Mr. Kelly, you have a vote.
I'm gonna try that.
Mr. Johnson, Labor.
I'm gonna try that.
Mr. Perry, Housing and Urban Development.
Indeed.
I'm gonna try that.
All right, what's up? Are we on?
I'm gonna try that.
Was he there?
Yeah, which one?
Which one, Paul?
Oh, this is Sonny.
No, I was bothered. She likes it, doesn't she? Should you take her out? Okay, I'm gonna But we should probably step in for one group picture. So if I was saying, the group picture should be without the candidate.
Yes, there's
some of theirs. Yeah. They die on life. We don't want. Well, I want to say to all of you here that I'm delighted to make these awards. They, of course, were recommended by the various department heads involved. It seems really, when we think of all that you have done from these brief descriptions, I get an idea that just to get a plaque, something you put on the wall, isn't very much. But I've often said that people who are in government are people who have to think of something other than the financial rewards, although the financial rewards these days are better than they used to be. But if you're in government because not so much of what you can make, but of what you can do. And that's the mark of a fine government servant. If an individual, for example, I heard several once wrote a piece to about the presidency that I think could well apply to each of you. He said, there are two kinds of people in politics, those that are seeking high office. There are some who seek a high office because they want to be somebody, and there are others who seek high office because they want to do something. And so in this instance, I would paraphrase that by saying that the offices you hold are certainly not because you want to be somebody, although you are important people. It can be based on the financial remuneration, because if you were to go out, I suppose, in private enterprise, you might be better. But you can begin if you want to do something, and that's perhaps the greatest satisfaction. I don't believe in this country, of course, we're very proud of our mix of systems, about 8% private enterprise, 20% government. God knows we need both. If we had a private enterprise, we couldn't pay you. Of course, you're all in Texas, too. But I can assure you, I'm just talking to Roy Ash before you came in, he's just come in from private enterprise, and that there are many people working for small companies, big companies, even for themselves, out in this nation, perhaps making more than you are, but who would be glad to change places. Because they might be doing what you're doing in the sense of most. We just hope that you can convey that same spirit to the people that you work with. Now, I get likely to do something more than these plaques,
But you know, we're a very tight budget. And all the actions, Jack, just had enough bill to send each of you one of the pictures. So we'll send the bill with the pictures. Thank you very much. Such a nice day, all of you can take off the afternoon, play golf.